John Kerry wasted no time responding to the Republican convention. Kerry and his running mate John Edwards held a midnight rally in Ohio, and NPR's Scott Horsley was there.
The last balloon had scarcely fallen at Madison Square Garden when Democrat John Kerry went to work trying to pop the Republicans' convention euphoria. Just 41 minutes after President Bush finished speaking in New York, Kerry mounted a stage in Springfield, Ohio, to offer the Democrats' rebuttal before a crowd of several thousand supporters.
If you believe that this country is going in the right direction, and if you believe that you're doing better than you were 4 years ago, then you go vote for George Bush. But if you believe that we're headed in the wrong direction and that we can do better and that we can do better for the lives of Americans, then we ask you to join us in this effort to change the direction of our country.
Kerry accused the Republicans of relying on anger and insults during the convention because, he said, they couldn't talk about their record. And Kerry offered a spirited defense against those like Vice President Dick Cheney, who challenged his fitness to serve as Commander-in-Chief.
I will not have my commitment to defend this country questioned by those who refused to serve when they could have.
Kerry contrasted his own combat record in Vietnam with that of Cheney, who received 5 draft deferments. And he said he'd leave it up to voters to decide who's more qualified to defend the nation, both abroad and at home.
Let me tell you in no uncertain terms what makes someone unfit for office and unfit for duty. Misleading our nation into war in Iraq makes you unfit to lead our country. Doing nothing while this nation loses millions of jobs makes you unfit to lead this country. Letting 45 million Americans go without health care for 4 years makes you unfit to lead this country.
And so begins the final 2-month sprint of the presidential campaign, a race that's closely divided and sure to be hard fought by both sides. This week, the Kerry campaign announced that it's buying $45 million worth of television ads, a figure later increased to $50 million. The commercials will run in 20 battleground states and on national cable stations. The first of the ads will run here in Ohio, focusing on the 230,000 jobs the state has lost since President Bush took office. In Springfield last night, Kerry's running mate John Edwards recalled the acceptance speech Mr. Bush gave at the last GOP convention 4 years ago, in which he complained the Democrats had failed to lead and promised the Republicans would do so.
Well, let me ask you, have they led us to more jobs?
No.
Have they led us to better health care for our people? Have they led us to better schools and better education for our kids? No, here's the truth. They led us from the edge of greatness to the edge of a cliff, and it's time to lead them out of town. That's the truth.
4 years ago, President Bush carried Ohio by just 3.5 percentage points. A hand-painted sign at last night's rally vowed to turn Ohio Democratic blue on November 2nd. Kerry plans more Ohio stops in Newark, Akron, and Steubenville over the next 2 days. His wife, Teresa, meanwhile, is campaigning in Iowa, while John and Elizabeth Edwards stump for votes in Wisconsin and Michigan. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Newark, Ohio.
And you can find complete coverage of both the Republican and Democratic national conventions at our website, npr.org.